Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. And here's news from around the states. Six of eight states support Missouri River flow reform. American Rivers reports that six of eight states in the Missouri River Basin Association, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming, have endorsed dam reforms to restore the Missouri River. The states voted to allow the Army Corps of Engineers to begin testing new operations of the dam and reservoir system over a 10-year period to recreate more natural seasonal water levels in the river necessary for the survival and recovery of imperiled species and other wildlife. From Michigan, the Senate bans Great Lakes slant oil drilling. The state Senate voted last week to ban directional oil and gas drilling under the Great Lakes. The 28-5 vote would send Governor John Engler a bill already passed in the House, halting his plans to allow oil and gas drilling under the lakes. So-called slant drilling has been strenuously opposed by environmental groups who say it poses an unacceptable pollution risk. Facing a guaranteed override, the Michigan governor is not expected to veto the bill. From California, coho salmon are making a comeback. The February 14th San Francisco Chronicle reports several creeks in Northern California's Marin County are seeing huge numbers of endangered coho salmon returning to spawn. After more than a century of abuse, local stream restoration efforts began in the 1980s, and the returns of not just coho but Chinook and Chum salmon are all the more remarkable, considering that some 3,300 people live adjacent to the spawning areas. The recovery efforts have the support of almost everybody, and the streams have become a statewide model for fisheries restoration. In Maryland, a bill is introduced to better protect state forests. Last week, Delegate Dana Dembrow introduced House Bill 1060, which is designed to separate the management goals of forests on public lands from those on private lands. The bill requires that on public lands, the Department of Natural Resources will consider as its primary goal in forest planning the long-term preservation and conservation of Maryland forest land resources. From Wisconsin, agencies approve landmark runoff rules. Described by the Environmental Law Reporter as one of the nation's most comprehensive rules designed to tackle polluted runoff, the Wisconsin State's Agricultural and Natural Resources Boards have jointly approved new rules designed to reduce pollution runs off farm and urban operation. If approved by the legislature, the rules will apply to urban areas such as golf courses and construction sites and rural areas such as feedlots and farm fields. The rules also establish the cost-sharing programs that will help counties and individual farmers pay for conservation efforts. And scientists warn of poisonous lionfish off Florida. After the summer of the shark, a new danger is lurking in Florida waters, the exotic yet venomous lionfish. Scientists at the Florida Marine Research Institute of St. Petersburg confirmed the presence of the spiny fish, which ranges from 6 to 12 inches in length, off the Florida coast. Several specimens of the fish were found off the eastern Florida coast, they said in a statement over the last weekend. The lionfish's needle-like spines pack a painful, sometimes deadly punch for those who get too close. Rumors of Florida sightings of the lionfish, a native of the South Pacific that resides from the coast of Australia to Malaysia, have circulated for years. Scientists now believe lionfish live on a stretch of coast from southern Florida to the Carolinas. Dorsal, anal, and pelvic spines of this fish are venomous and may cause severe local pain, numbness, paralysis, respiratory illness, and in rare cases, death, the research institute said. Lionfish, which are popular with exotic fish collectors because of their red and purple colors, aren't aggressive. Their spines are used for self-defense. And we thank the State Environmental Resource Center, Wildlines Report, and the Reuters News Service for these stories. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, it's a-